This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, July 20th, 2011. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, the poetry of parking. In Chicago, they've got parking down. There's a garage on almost every block, big ones too. Buildings, many stories high, are entirely consecrated to parking. Just look at Marina City, the corncob-shaped residential towers on the Chicago River. This is a parking shrine. The first 19 floors of each of these colossal buildings are exposed spiral parking ramps. You can see your car up on the 19th floor. That's 38 floors of parking in total for two buildings. For a New Yorker whose Monday and Thursday mornings are consumed with alternate side of the street parking, it is a thing of wonder and of beauty. But on the inside, parking garages all sort of look and feel the same, which is why they have one big design problem. How do you help a customer remember where he parked the damn car?
At a minimum, most multi-level garages have some sort of color coding system. In addition to that, you can do themed garages.
Like what?
There are sports teams. There are...
So you park on, like, the Chicago Bears level?
Exactly, yeah. Out at the airport at O'Hare, there are, you know, the Bears and the Bulls and the Blackhawks and...
Well, that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
If you're a sports fan.
Well, even if you're not.
For years now, Arnie Weingart has been designing themed and non-themed garages. He often works for John Hammerschlag, who is the part owner of a garage at 201 West Madison in downtown Chicago. And one day, Hammerschlag said to Arnie,
"We really need to do a renovation of this garage. You know, it's over 10 years old. It's getting a little dated. So what do you think of using poetry for a theme?"
So he came up with that idea?
Yes. You know, it's not anything I ever would have suggested on my own.
Not that Arnie doesn't like poetry. As a matter of fact, he got an MFA from Columbia.
Several hundred years ago.
And in the past few years, he's taken up writing poetry again, and even attended a prestigious artist retreat not long ago. Hammerschlag got wind of this, and long story short, the Poetry Garage officially opened this past spring. What, you may ask, is a poetry garage? How can parking and poetry possibly go together? Arnie Weingart recently gave me a tour, starting at the top of the garage on the 10th floor. And we were met there by the voice of Robert Frost reading his poem, Mending Wall.
Boulders in the sun and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. The work of hunters is another thing. I have come after them and made repair where they have left not one stone on a stone, but they would have the rabbit out of hiding to please the yelping dogs.
So you listen to his poem as you wait for the elevator to take you back down to street level. And next to the elevator doors, there's also a picture of the poet, a short bio, and the text of the poem itself.
It's a little more than you can read waiting for the elevator. Hopefully the elevator comes sooner. But over the course of, you know, the week and the month and the year, you're going to hit every part of that poem and know it pretty well.
If you parked on the 9th floor, you would soon get acquainted with Langston Hughes's poem Harlem. On the 8th, a Carl Sandburg poem Languages. And on the 7th, we hear Kay Ryan and her poem 100 Bolts of Satin. One problem with the Poetry Garage, it's sometimes hard to hear the poems.
It seems to have been a turning. There seems to have been a track.
There are probably no worse acoustics. It's all hard surfaces. And the L is right next door. So, you know, you're hearing this rumbling periodically.
But you can always read along with the poem. And for our purposes on this podcast, we actually have the Kay Ryan poem on our site, poetryfoundation.org. We have the audio as well, and it comes with a nifty introduction by the poet. So just imagine that you've just parked your car and you're waiting for the elevator to arrive.
The reason that I find this poem really terrifying is that, for me, it's about when your mind comes apart and all you have is separate cars. And the things that are inside those cars can't keep you alive if your mind comes apart. 100 bolts of satin. All you have to lose is one connection, and the mind uncouples all the way back. It seems to have been a train. There seems to have been a track. The things that you unpack from the abandoned cars cannot sustain life. A crate of tractor axles, for example, a dozen clasp knives, 100 bolts of satin. Perhaps you specialized more than you imagined.
Now, this poem has the virtue of being relatively short, and you could hear the whole poem while you were waiting for the elevator. Yeah. These elevators are awfully fast, though, I gotta say.
Yeah. Brevity is a virtue.
Hear that, poets?
In parking. Brevity is
yeah,
a virtue.
Yeah, if you want to be in a parking garage. Yeah.
Let me qualify.
Now, does Kay Ryan know that she's part of the poetry garage?
Well, we pay a little honorarium, you know, negotiated by her publisher. I'm pretty sure that would be one of the more unusual, you know, royalty checks that any poet could possibly get.
Robert Frost was on the 10th floor. Kay Ryan is on the 7th floor. Are you making some kind of literary judgment there?
Oh, absolutely. No. I mean, I tried as best I could to separate genders, ethnicities, and eras. Then when I did that, my client said, nah, you got to put Casey at the bat on three.
Strike two! Fraud! Cried the maddened thousands, and Echo answered fraud. But one scornful look from Casey and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again.
This is one of the most popular poems ever in American literature. How do you explain why?
Well, people love an accessible narrative structure. And people really love an accessible narrative structure around baseball, victory and defeat, you know, redemption or the lack thereof. It's kind of irresistible. Plus, for what it is, who's done anything better? You know, it's a great poem.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But probably the most appropriate poem for the parking garage, where you've probably forgotten which level you parked your damn car on, is on level 2. It's Billy Collins reading his poem, Forgetfulness.
And you watch the quadratic equation pack its bag. And even now, as you memorize the order of the planets, something else is slipping away, a state flower, perhaps, the address of an uncle, the capital of Paraguay. Whatever it is you are struggling to remember, it is not poised on the tip of your tongue, not even lurking in some obscure corner of your spleen. It has floated away down a dark mythological river whose name begins with an L, as far as you can recall.
Billy Collins is one of the most popular poets in the country today. He's one of the funniest. Does he know that he's on the 2nd floor of the parking garage?
I certainly hope he does, because I would look forward to reading the poem that he writes about it.
But if he knows he's on the 2nd floor of the parking garage, does he know that Kay Ryan is on the 7th floor?
I guess as the editor of the parking garage, that was one of those tough decisions that I had to make.
Arnie Weingart is a designer in Chicago, home of the Poetry Garage. The voice of Casey at the Bat belongs to Alex Wilson. Do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is,
if only Casey could but get a whack at that.
Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.